Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm with my beautiful friends, Pia and Colin, and we're having our monthly discussion today about these ascension times that we're in. Welcome, Pia and Colin.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
We always love to be here with these wonderful conversations we have with you.
Yes. Yes. Let's tell the listeners, people that are just joining us for the first time, just a little bit about both of your background. So you, why don't you, Pia, tell us a little bit about your background and about you, Colin, too. And then, you know, we'll let everyone know where they can find you in a little while.
I would say Colin and I have individually, before we met, been very sensitive, awake, and aware little beings ever since we were children. We have participated with different energies, other dimensions, interstellar beings, angels, fairies, David Kingdom, all of this, all of our life. As an adult, I was a practicing psychologist before Colin and I began working with the group that we work with now, the Pleiadian group called Lorkma. So we've been on an adventure with other realms all of our lives, and it's only gotten bigger and more interesting as we go.
Yes, and you've written many, many books.
Yes.
And you've got your beautiful, we'll talk about this in a little while. There's many tools available, but we'll talk about the energy calendar as well and your upcoming workshop. So, Colin, what would you like to say to the audience that's listening to you for the first time?
Well, I would certainly agree with Pia. We had what people would call pretty unusual childhoods. We never forgot our origins. We never forgot where we came from. So as small children, we spent time, as Pia said, with other beings, other dimensions, other realms. And usually when kids have what parents or grandparents call invisible friends, they grow out of it. And, you know, by the time they're five or six, once they begin going to school and once they're socialized, they're told, well, it's time to give up these special little friends because you have other things to do in life now. Well, P and I didn't really agree with that. We've never given up our special friends. So we've been involved in this our entire lives. When Larkma, our Pleiadian friends, came to us, as Pia said, she was a practicing clinical psychologist, and I was an anthropologist and an archaeologist. And we had to make a decision whether or not to carry on our professional lives or devote ourselves to working with the Pleiadians and bringing their wisdom to humanity. And it wasn't much of a choice. We knew what we wanted to do and we knew what we needed to do. So we gave up our careers and we began speaking in public, writing books, developing seminars, and doing things that our friends ask us to do. And this has been a long, long relationship. And I can say that we're really happy that we made these choices because this is our work and this is what we want to be doing at this time.
So would you say that what you and Pia are living in this lifetime was a soul agreement between you and between you and Larkma?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They told us. Go ahead, Pia.
I was going to say, they have told us that they have been working with us all of this lifetime individually before we got together and in multiple parallel lives at the same time. So we've been a team for a really long time.
So yes, to truly answer your question, we think this was an agreement, and we think it took both Pia and I to reunite after many, many experiences together in other lifetimes. We had to come back together in order to be connected with LARCMA, to bring this information and wisdom to the public. So yes, absolutely, we think it was a contract.
So, and it wasn't, you know, I've heard you use the words many lifetimes. It took a while. It wasn't just this lifetime. This has been in preparation for many lifetimes to come here and to actually be the cause of the greatest shift on earth. You two as a couple, and also with the wisdom and the consciousness that you are emitting because of your relationship that you have with the interstellar beings. Is that right?
I think that's really accurate, Stephanie. I think it's important. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Cornelia, that one thing that we need to let everybody know is that LARCMA perceives this lifetime that we're in right now as the central life. They talk about the 13 energies that are in the cosmos, mm-hmm. and this is the integration point of the 13th energy. So even though they were preparing us all around for multiple opportunities and many, many parallel lifetimes, it's this one right here in the center right now that is the one that we have to focus on, because this is where all of it comes together. This is where the shift happens. This is where the opening is and the opportunity to move forward.
And it's happening through each and every one of us that's here at this particular point in time, not to be bystanders, but to be active participants in participating in creating, in co-creating our new earth, our new heaven on earth, the evolution of the 21st century, of what it is that we came here to do, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So what would you say about a person like myself? You know, I, like you two, you had professional careers, you were in your normal life, and then you were called to leave that life and focus more on the spiritual wisdom. And then again, when I see the two of you, I'm always reminded of the modeling that you both do, the feminine and the masculine, two people together, but you also are in balance in your feminine and masculine energies within your own individual construct, right? But then you're also doing it together as a couple as well, which I just think that that's brilliant. And I know there's a lot of women out there, maybe men too, I just haven't really heard it that much from men as I have from women, that, you know, this is a longing that women have to be in a couple, in a relationship like this, the way that the two of you are, to be focused on a common vision together. And so when I see the two of you, this is what I see playing out. And then what would you say about a person like me, right? So my life was completely different than your life. Like, there was nothing at all normal about my upbringing, about my life. It was complete dysfunction and complete chaos. And even like right now that I'm like, it's so hard for me to believe even that I have moved beyond that, and that I'm actually still here after everything that I was faced with in my life.
Cornelia, the first thing I'd say to that automatically right off, all creativity comes out of chaos. If you came from a very chaotic background, that's the perfect springboard for you to create who you want to be. So I would say you have truly utilized what you were born into, the path that you were on, into creating something that is more fulfilling, that allows you to be your true self. That's what I would say about that. And for all people who come from dysfunction and chaos. And it's not that Cullen and I had absolute perfect childhoods either. We also had challenges. I mean, everybody does.
Yeah, I think having challenging childhoods actually causes us to become more sensitive, to become more involved in deeper understandings, deeper searches for the truth. So I think if we polled everybody who is working with the light at this time on Earth, I think probably we would come up with a pretty similar background, that many of us had challenges as children, either disruptive families, challenged families, any number of things that caused us to look at life maybe a little bit differently than children who had what would be called a normal bringing up. I actually think it was a blessing for many of us to have had to jump many hurdles and go through many challenges to produce the people we are today. So I actually see it as probably, and this is going to sound funny, but I think it was a bonus that we had to go through these things to become as sensitive and as observant as we are.
It's also a training ground for what everybody is going through right now. The world is in a state of transition. Mm-hmm. Humanity is at the point of a huge leap in consciousness. And as we look around us, we see chaos everywhere we look. That training that we went through as children, having a bit of chaos in our background, allows us now to recognize it as familiar territory and go, oh yeah, this is the point of jumping off. This is the point we can use our power and create what we need to create.
It's interesting. This is a really big topic. I'm glad you brought this up. If I were to use myself as an example, whatever it was in my childhood that was difficult for me drove me to nature. Mm-hmm. I went to nature for companionship, education, opening up to natural understandings of what the true reality was. So in my life, I was able to run to the beach and swim with dolphins as a child. And that actually saved my life. That helped me understand how absolutely important nature was. So I think the challenges were actually something that propelled me and I know many others into their experience with nature and their experience of seeing the world just differently than everyone else.
I think that's true for me too. Whenever I was given the opportunity or could find the opportunity, I also was in nature. I was either swimming in my brook that ran beneath my house, or I was riding my horse, or I was up in a tree, you know, constantly in nature anytime I could. So I think that is true for both of us. In fact, when Cullen and I compare our lives, we find that we were going through the same challenges at the same time, even though he was living on one coast of America and I was living on another coast of America. We had a parallel existence of preparation until we came together and started experiencing things as a couple.
Yeah, that's really amazing. You were in preparation already, and mm-hmm. you had similar experiences. And isn't it interesting that even early on, we were being nurtured by nature, which is exactly what it is that we're always reminding everyone to do, is to go and be out in nature and connect with nature and develop that relationship with nature, because that's where the true emergence, the emerging takes place when we connect with nature and when we do it daily, you know, and have a relationship with nature, because we're here to remember our true nature. Mm-hmm. Right?
Absolutely.
And remembering our true nature is that we are not what we're not our traumas. We're not the miscreations of our past, of everything that we've done on this planet that isn't sustainable. We're not those things. We're greater, so much greater than the things that we've created as a human race. And now it's this time that we're in to take responsibility and align with that quantum leap that you were talking about, Pia. The quantum leap, the shift of the ages is now during this time period. And we came here for this, and reminding ourselves of that we came here for this. That's why we're having these conversations.
Yep. We talked before we went on air with you. We talked about this time on Earth is absolutely a different experience. Humans have never had the opportunities that we have now for growth. Humans have never had the opportunities to raise our consciousness to the level where we can actually bring heaven on Earth. This has never been available to us. We are in a position to make changes that are spellbinding. We've never been able to do this. And when people say this is a wonderful time to be here, this is probably the greatest and most opportune time for us to create what we want and to move away from things that don't work, stepping away from old paradigms, stepping away from old beliefs, stepping away from old systems that probably never worked, but we were told that that was what we were supposed to be doing. So I think we've been given an opportunity to make a huge change. And that's exactly what many of us are doing at this very time.
You know, the heaven on earth, this is what my messaging, my teaching is all about. I've been in for this last decade when I really started aligning with my soul's call of what it is that I'm here to do and bringing heaven to earth. Heaven is the consciousness, our consciousness, and raising our consciousness to the heavenly consciousness. And the earth is already here. And once we have integrated that consciousness into our physical being through the choices that we make on an everyday basis and neutralized all of the miscreations of the past, we can then realize that heaven is a state of consciousness that already exists here now, and we can tap into it. It's already here. It is a matter of you aligning with that consciousness and tapping into it already and moving into becoming a match for it, you know, so that we can see it materialize in our physical reality. Because inside of myself, inside where we're sitting here now between us, we are in heaven right now. So it's not separate. It's not outside. It's not just every now and then, but it is in this relationship, in this communication, in this awareness that heaven is here, because we are on the earth and the earth is already here. And it is the consciousness from heaven that we're bringing to earth.
It is. As far back as probably 40 years ago, when I was in conversations like this, well, not like this. This is a deeper, better conversation. But in spiritual conversations that I was involved with so many years ago, I would talk about the fact that something had to happen in order for what we're talking about now to actually take place. And one of the things I like to talk about all those years ago was there had to be a melding between science and something else that had to allow us to have a greater understanding of a truer reality. And I used to tell people that the missing link was love, that if we combine love with science, we would be able to change the world. We would be able to change the way people see their lives, the way people could envision a much more unified world, a much more holistic world. And I think all these years later, what quantum science is now talking about is the fact that utilizing love as part of the component of figuring the whole picture out, combining love and quantum science is helping us arrive at the very place we're discussing right now. And I think that is a huge leap, because science was a pretty dry, a pretty cerebral endeavor all of those years, for hundreds and hundreds of years. There was a missing component. There was a missing element. And I think love is that element or that component. And I think pulling these things together is allowing us to create a much different picture, a much different wholeness. And I think that's what we're doing.
Yeah. It's the whole, yeah, it's the wholeness. It's the whole mind. It's the whole body. It's the whole soul. It's the wholeness of being. The mind, I even feel like, you know, there's a lot of things that, you know, we may not even be able to fully assimilate at this stage of the game because of the photonic light that is coming in right now, these higher frequencies. We were talking about it earlier before we started the show, is that personally for me, I've been really affected by it for the last few weeks, where I've noticed changes in, you know, my body and with my vision. So I've noticed that I have blurry vision, and that I was getting headaches, and that I couldn't, you know, and a lot of my work is online. So being exposed to the blue light, I had to get some different glasses so that I can actually, be on the computer as much as I have been, but it has been affecting me. And I really feel like is this something that you all have experienced as well?
Yes,
completely.
But it doesn't stop with blurred vision and headaches. It's interrupted sleep. It's digestive dysfunction. It's imbalance, feeling like you're dizzy, headaches, blurred vision, stingy eyes, all of that. And the thing that's interesting to watch, Cornelia, is we know that higher frequencies are coming in. All you have to do is look at the Schumann resonance and see what's happening in the Schumann resonance. Mm-hmm. And the proof is right there. But simultaneously, at the same time, we are also experiencing an increase in 5G, which is causing some of these symptoms too. Mm-hmm. So it's very difficult to sort out which ones are the ascension symptoms and which ones are damage from 5G, which is a crucial thing that humanity needs to stop.
Mm-hmm. There's another part of this too. I agree with what Pia just said completely, mm-hmm. and what you described. But there's also another part. Larkma talks about this quite often, and they say that our bodies are the densest part of us, of all of our bodies, our mental body, our emotional body, our spiritual body, our physical body. The physical body is the densest. It's the last to make the changes that are necessary for growth and ascension. And they tell us that blurred vision is maybe not such a bad thing. The way they look at it, or the way they describe it, is blurred vision is simply a 3D aspect of our true complete vision. That as our vision changes and maybe more blurry here in 3D, it's also showing us that we're having abilities with vision other than our physical eyes, in other dimensions and other realms. We're developing those things. So if our eyesight is having a little trouble here, it's possibly also because we're developing in other ways in other places. And that should give us a little bit of relief, thinking, well, I'm really not deteriorating. I'm developing in other ways.
And that's true, because we're learning to disassociate from the mind and to open up and associate through the heart. And what we see with our physical eyes is very definitely aligned with thinking. It's aligned with looking around our physical third dimensional reality and thinking in old patterns, whereas our heart vision is much more open and not focused on detail, but focused on the whole picture.
And that really takes some discipline, you know, to when the mind wants to right away put a label on it or put a judgment on it, to discipline yourself and remind yourself, oh, you know, that's why it's important that we're talking about this right now, because I know that if we're experiencing it, other people are experiencing it as well. You reminded me that, you know, the sleep thing too. One of the things that I prize myself is my routine of sleep. Okay. I've had such a fabulous system of sleep. And then recently, like 3 weeks ago, you know, I'm waking up in the middle of the night and mm-hmm. I haven't made any changes at all in the outside. Like, you know, I've kept my routine pretty steady, and I'm waking up in the middle of the night, not able to sleep through the night. And I put out a lot of energy, as I know you all do too, every single day. And so when I don't get my sleep, I'm a little bit cranky and I'm a little bit cranky. I'm a little bit grouchy, and I don't like that. So it's been affecting me that, oh my gosh, you know, and it's that hypersensitivity, that anxiousness that is, you know, affecting the body and not being able to sleep as well. So,
and that comes about because of our training. We're told you must get at least 8 hours sleep a night. You would be better off to have 8.5 or 9. I mean, different people need different amounts of sleep, but we're told basically you need a certain amount of sleep. Well, guess what? We used to need that, but we're not the same people anymore. We're not the same bodies.
We don't regenerate in the same way. We regenerate differently now.
We're not the same consciousness that we were when medical science proclaimed you need this amount of hours of sleep.
Yeah.
As Pia just said, we are happily accepting energies from other places. Other types of nutrition are being given to us that can replace the normal sleep that we thought we had to have. And this is completely part and parcel to the idea that we have to stick to old modes of understanding. You need this amount of sleep or you won't be healthy, or you need this or you need that. I'm afraid those ideas, those beliefs are pretty much finished. We're changing so rapidly that we can't cling to old patterns of behavior any longer. And food, sleep, many, many things that we're used to are simply not the same anymore.
Even simple communication is not the same anymore. People are on such different wavelengths as they each individually go through this transition that even normal communication doesn't function like it used to. We have to use our hearts now when we communicate more than ever, because there's so much misinterpretation, so much misunderstanding, people missing each other. And if you do it from the brain and the mind of, well, you said this, I remember, I know, I think, you're going to lose it. But if you do it from the heart and go, oh, I think what you're trying to express is this, you actually begin to communicate. And this is only going to accelerate in the next 3 weeks. We're about to enter into a collective shadow cycle that is going to be majorly intense.
We're going to experience reacting in a radical way, possibly more than ever before. And I think our job is to do our very best to stop reacting, listen more, speak less, and do our best to interpret what the other person is saying. Instead of doing the he said, she said routine, We need to be more loving, more gentle, more kind, more intuitive.
And better listeners.
That was my theme last year, 2021, and I'm still closing it out, is to become a better listener, to be a better listener in, you know, not just hearing what you're saying, but in other levels as well.
Well, as Colin just said, what the energies that are coming up will pull at us, magnetize us to want to react, to want to have that automatic reactivity to whatever's going on. And our job is to respond. Take a moment, calm yourself down, and then respond appropriately rather than entering into a reactive mode. That's our job. Collective shadow cycles are all about taking the opportunity to do something differently. It's an opportunity for the whole species to take an evolutionary leap, and it's right here in front of us. Starts really soon.
So let's talk about that, because I've got our calendar right here in front of us.
Okay.
Do you want to mention the calendar, Pia?
Sure. The Pleiadian Earth Energy Calendar is based on the idea of living your life through energy, paying attention to energy rather than paying attention to time. That's what the whole calendar is based on. And we are entering into a collective shadow cycle that starts, we start into a new 13-day energetic period on Thursday, which is self-regulating. The collective shadow cycle always comes in a period of self-regulating energy. That's on purpose. That's to give us the chance not to react, to regulate ourselves, to focus and deal with the energies that are coming in, raise ourselves to the higher vibration. So we have 3 weeks of being in a collective shadow cycle that begins on the 13th, which is Sunday. That energy is the energy of four, which is a universal energy of foundation. And the earth energy is being, which is the energy of beginning a new cycle on earth and being who you are. Every collective shadow cycle begins in that energy. This one is particularly intense because it is aligned with all the planets during this time are in Western astrology are moving in forward motion. In other words, the entire universe is pushing us, propelling us for this new birth. We are aligned to be pushed out of the birth canal into becoming our future selves. It's great.
It's amazing. Because what you just said with becoming our future self, this is really that time period now. And this is actually a retreat that I'm putting on in September of this year, is becoming our future self. And this idea or thought about putting this retreat on, you know, came up a few months ago. So again, being divinely guided as to what's next, becoming our future self, that time is now, and preparing ourselves for that. And then with, you know, the astrology, with all the planets moving direct, right? Because we have all the planets moving direct now. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be this way for the next, I think, what is it? Do you know it, Pia? Like 2 or 3 months or something?
No, they are all going to be in forward motion until, see, the March 4th or March 6th, somewhere in there, the first week of March. Okay. And then we start having a little bit of difference. But the collective shadow cycle goes until March the 4th. So the forward movement would be until March the 6th. They're in harmony. They're in direct harmony with pushing us out of the birth canal into forward motion. And I have to say, when Colin and I were writing letters back and forth to each other before we joined our lives together, he wrote to me about our future selves. And I thought that was a delightful term, but I didn't really get it. I thought, well, that sounds good, but I am who I am. I didn't really get it. I get it so clearly now that we are not governed by time, but that future self is right here, attainable right now. It depends on our connection to multidimensionality, our connection to higher vibratory living, and being in the conscious moment every single second. When we do that, we are our future selves right now.
But it doesn't mean in the future. It doesn't mean we will be that sometime forward. What it really means, the way Pia just described that is excellent. It means
taught well. You taught me well.
Well, it means we've learned this together. What it means really is we are our future selves, as you just said, Cornelia. We are our future selves right now, but we have to be really careful in semantics not to think that it's something coming in the future if we do good work now.
Right.
It is right now in this moment. And that helps us understand what Larkma has been trying to get humanity to understand. There is no past. There is no future. There is just the eternal now moment. And in the work that P and I have been doing all these years, we talk about living in the moment, being in the moment. And that's part of remembering who we are. So all we're doing really is remembering our future selves right now.
That's it.
Yeah. And I think that's a really important piece to sit with, journal with, meditate, and reflect on. Here's the reason why I feel this is so important is because we are already our future self right now. Mm-hmm. The mind, though, possibly isn't convinced of that. So, you know, and then with that light coming in and with the world events playing out or whatever, to remember, like you said, that you are. So moving into alignment with your future self right now, with yourself, with your true self right now, and really relaxing into that. Mm-hmm. Really relaxing into that, to know that, to integrate that, to assimilate that, and bring that assimilation to every moment when we're making choices.
That requires maintaining a sense of stability and calm within oneself, regardless of what is going on in the exterior world. It is a loss of focus on the exterior and turning the focus to the interior to do the work.
And that is where heaven on earth is. This is what I know. That's why I'm saying heaven on earth is here. The fifth dimension is already here. It's here. It is where you reside as an individual, and where you're focusing your consciousness and your co-creation.
There's a little bit of danger of focusing on only one dimension, though. We are trapped in one dimension here in third dimensional reality now in our physical selves. The idea from the interstellar beings is to lose the focus upon only one dimension, whether it's third or fifth, it doesn't matter. Lose the focus of only one dimension. Recognize and welcome the fact that we are multidimensional. That's where the future self lives, is in multidimensionality, not in the fifth dimension. Multidimensionality.
Yeah, and that's a really good point, because think about it. Heaven isn't fifth dimensional. The consciousness of heaven isn't fifth dimensional. The reason why I bring the fifth dimension up is because so many people are always asking the question, when will we get to 5D? So many people are always asking that, right? When will we get there? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we getting there?
Well, Cornelia, there's something else that people need to be aware of, and that is that the controllers have picked up on this languaging. They know that people are interested in the fifth dimension, and there is a whole network of agenda out there that's being aimed at moving towards the metaverse, which is all based on fifth dimensional reality, where you can use your avatar to do anything and everything that you want, and you will be happy and abundant, have a good relationship, you'll have everything that you want in this fifth dimensional world in the metaverse. That's not expanded consciousness. That is an illusion, just like the illusions we've been working our way through here now. And that's a danger that people need to be aware of, because wanting the higher energies, wanting to be in part of the higher energies, requires being aware of the presence of the lower energies too, so that we can harmonize them.
Yes, so we can harmonize them, because we can. We came here to be the cause of the harmonization now.
That's right.
That's why we're here. We're not victims. We're not innocent bystanders. We are creators, and we're here to co-create the greatest shift, like you said, Colin, earlier, that we've never had this type of ascension here before. I mean, we've had ascension before, but not here at this level of consciousness with mm-hmm. this movie playing out the way that it's playing out. And this time is now. And it is our responsibility as the self-realized, self-actualized beings that we are to, you know, bring heaven to earth and to do our part.
And that is why there are so many beings watching, observing, helping in the ways they can energetically. That is why the experience here on earth right now is so important to the rest of the universe, because this experience, as you said, has never been achieved. There have been ascensions, there have been growth spurts, growth periods, but nothing like this. This is a completely new, unknown experience. And so many people think that we don't affect the rest of the universe. We do indeed affect the rest of the universe. The choices we make here are not only being watched, they're being applauded, they're being supported, they're really being set. There's such focus on what we as humans here on planet Earth are doing right now by the choices we're making. And it's a big deal. That's why there are so many beings surrounding this planet. There are so many energies watching, waiting, anticipating how we are going to make the decisions we are going to make. It's a big deal in the whole scope of this universe.
Right, because it's not just happening here on planet Earth, the ascension, you know, the whole cosmos, there's ascension happening all over in the whole universal, multiversal, cosmic planets and everywhere. Everything is ascending at the same time because of what we're doing here now. Because, you know, and like you said, we're being watched, we're being loved, we're being supported, also interfered with. And, you know, that's also part of it. And then, you know, again, transcending that, those miscreations and bringing our love into the present moment is always where it's at. That's always where the freedom lies, is when we bring our love to the present moment, right?
It is. Yeah. It is.
So we're moving into the collective shadow period. What do you think about the Canadian trucker period? Did you guys get a chance to see any of this play out over where you are in Europe?
Oh, yes, we are. We're well aware of what's going on. We think the Canadians have done what the Pleiadians have been asking humanity to do for 2.5 years. Stand up for what your heart tells you is right. Don't do just because somebody says you have to. It's a governmental regulation. Don't make choices that are going to harm yourself or harm others. Listen to your heart. And if your heart says this is not right, don't do it. So we applaud these very brave people who have decided that they're going to make a difference. They're going to change the world. And they will. And
they already have. I really feel like this was just, I mean, that again came out of nowhere. All of a sudden, there they were. It just, you know, they must have been talking, you know, behind the scenes, that they, because the truckers with their walkie-talkie, whatever, however they communicate, how they can communicate with each other. And they all decided to go and go do this. And I think this has been a game changer for all of us.
And not only the Canadians, but in the United Kingdom, the health system has fallen apart because all of the medical staff, pretty much maybe 90% of the medical staff from the National Health Institute in the UK has walked out. turned in their uniforms, surrendered their uniforms, and said, you're not providing help. This is what we see. We're not going to support it. We're not going to be a part of it. So you have truckers who are saying your food chain and everything else you want delivered is stopping until you quit this nonsense. You've got a health organization in another country saying you're not going to have any care for your grandmother or your children until you stop all this. It's mushrooming out everywhere. In France, there are groups of the police who have said, we're not going to do what you're telling us to do. That's not right. So there are different organizations globally that are stepping up finally and saying, no, we're not going to do this anymore.
2022 is absolutely the year for this to happen. People are no longer going to be silent. People are going to stand up. People are going to say no. And this is an interesting thing for me. Someone told me a long time ago, 50 years ago, and this statement has stuck with me all these years, saying no is just as divine as saying yes. And I really like that little statement, because saying no and standing up, it's a fantastic way of speaking the truth, your truth or universal truth. And people worldwide have always wanted to say yes. They've always wanted to please people. They've always wanted to please situations. People have said yes too often. They have simply used the knee-jerk reaction to say, oh, yes, of course I will do that. Yes, yes, I understand. That time is finished. We need to say no when it's appropriate, and we need to stand by that statement and say, we are going to do something different. We are not going to toe the line. We are not going to agree to things that are not good for us. So that simple statement, saying no is just as divine as saying yes, is absolutely important at this point in the chaos that we're experiencing.
Yes. Do you feel like 2022 is going to be this type of a year with what we're seeing play out now, and that it's really going to start empowering the people more into their sovereignty, more into their inner power, because we've given our powers away to everything and everyone for a long time. And so now to see the people really stand up is really a ripple effect, I must say, because of the work that we've done on the back end for this last decade and also beyond, because, you know, we're the anchors. We've been anchoring in this level of consciousness and this no. The no that you're talking about, we've had to, you know, see this in our lives play out. And that's how we've been changing the planet, raising the consciousness in our own physical constructs, but also in the groups and the people that we're influencing and the people that we're talking to. So, you know, because of that ripple, this is how we're supporting each other now. And, you know, and that's how this is all playing out. So that's a job well done. Congratulations. You know, we are doing it. And, you know, let's look and see how far we've come. You know, Jesus Christ, I want to say, look how far we've come. You know, look how amazing, you know. And that's what the Company of Heaven, you know, our teams are saying also. You guys are rocking it. You guys are amazing. You know, what you guys are accomplishing is extraordinary.
This is a year of turnaround. This is absolutely the year to make the changes that have been so necessary. And I think we're going to see developments this year that I think we're going to be surprised. I think we're going to be surprised and shocked at how things are going to turn around in this year.
I'm excited about it. I'm really excited about it. I'm curious. I'm curious. I'm standing, you know, curious to see, wow, right? To see what's up. I'm doing my part. And those are the things that I can do, and holding the level of being curious to see the magic that's gonna unfold for all of us because of all of us, because we're all standing up and saying no, and, you know, knowing what our values are and being true to those values.
You're speaking directly what LARCMA has been trying to get humanity to understand for years and years. They've been saying when there is suffering, when there is struggle, when there is chaos, instead of miring ourselves in it and focusing on it, they have said exactly what you just said. Be curious about what can happen next. Mm-hmm. What can we create to challenge or mitigate what is going on that's creating the chaos or the challenges? So that very statement, I'm curious, is excellent. That being in that place of curiosity is that elastic element that takes us away from the parts that don't work and pulls us into the parts that will work. So being curious is absolutely wonderful.
I think curiosity takes us down two very important paths right now. One thing is about being curious about ourselves. What is my mission? Why am I here? Where are my shadows? What do I need to change in myself? What do I need to clear and correct? How am I relating with myself, with others, with the world? That's one path. The other path of curiosity is watching objectively what's going on in the outside world and standing up and saying no to things that we do not support and saying yes to things we do support, instead of adopting a wait and see attitude, which is what humanity has done for a really long time. One of the things that I'm doing is offering a workshop in March, and it's about finding out these very important things about energy. Who are you? What is your mission? What are your shadows? What are the karmic patterns that you have to work with? What about your relationships with others? How do those relationships work? How do you predict what somebody else is going to do and where they're coming from so you can harmonize it with where you're coming from and what you want to do? This system that I'm going to be teaching is based on the Pleiadian Earth Energy Astrology book that Lartma, Cullen, and I wrote, but it takes it also beyond that. It goes into the use of the calendar, which you just showed everybody, how to use the energies on a daily basis, how to align your energies with what's going on externally, and then magnetize the availability of your energy combination with the external combination for a more potent life. So I'm really hoping to offer this as a service that will help those people who really want to delve into the new paradigm. How are we stepping out of time and into energy in a different way as energetic living beings?
This is the perfect time for you to offer this, Pia. The time has come for this. And mm-hmm. I really wouldn't understand why anybody wouldn't jump on this immediately, because of this is the time. This is the time to do it. This is the year to heal. This is the year to move on. This is the moment. And, you know, your soul has been asking for support, or, you know, what is it that you can do to elevate higher and live your purpose, like Pia said, and now is the time. So tell us about what people can expect. So when is this course happening? How is this all playing out?
It's March 25th, 26th, and 27th. And rather than immerse people in an all-day workshop, which can be really, really tiresome with a lot of intense material, what I've opted to do is give 90 minutes of each of these 3 days. In your time zone, it'll be 9 o'clock in the morning. In the UK, it'll be 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's for anybody globally, it makes it accessible. The other thing that I'm doing is I will video the entire conference. So if something happens, you have an emergency, you're called into work and you miss one of the mornings, you really won't miss anything because you'll have the video to go back and catch up. I'm also offering half an hour of personal consultation for anybody who signs up for the workshop, so that if you have questions about what we cover, you can have individual attention for your own expanded awareness. So I'm doing all of that to help people move beyond the concept of a workshop. Is something that you go and sit for hours and hours for a whole weekend and you come away with maybe this much and you don't get your questions answered, or it's not personalized. I want it to be a living presentation. So I will spend each of the 3 mornings focusing on different aspects of the Pleiadian Earth Energy System and then allowing time for questions and answers so that people can have a live interaction with me. We're going to discuss the 13 universal energies, the 20 earth energies, the position of Venus as the morning star and the evening star, and how as she moves in the sky, her different Venus points reflect on your personal relationships and how the flow of energy works in your personal relationships, how it's different from traditional astrology and how it works together with traditional astrology, and how you can use this system to help figure out what's going on in someone else's life that you love and care about. So I'll be teaching all of that at an in-depth level.
Right. So that's, I actually like, I like how you're putting it out that you're going to do 90 minutes each day so that you can really sit and be present to everything that's being presented and then take it in, digest it, and then come back again the next day and get the next dose of, you know, education and learning there that you can integrate. And I've personally had the Venus session with you, and I remember you telling me that I have both of them, the morning star and the evening star.
You have a rather unusual configuration. Most people are either morning star or evening star. You happen to have a combination of both, which gives you the ability to be receptive to what's coming from the heavens and the ability to be very present right here in this dimension with what you need to do here.
I think that you know, validates my heaven on earth.
Yes.
I think that validates that. Yeah, that's great. And that was so helpful, Pia. So I know you're such a wealth of information, an excellent teacher, and, you know, a beautiful, beautiful soul. So I definitely encourage everyone to grab onto this presentation, this course that Pia is offering, her workshop, and take it to make your life better this year. There, you have nothing to lose and you have a whole world to gain. So how do people get in contact? Like, okay, I think what you should do, Pia, is when we get done with this podcast, please send me the link.
Okay.
That I can put with the YouTube video so that we can have that. And so, audience, when you're listening to this, and then you're going to see the links below where you can sign up and register for the upcoming workshop. Is that right, Pia?
Yes, absolutely. And I'm adding one more thing to help make it more real for people also. Anyone who participates in the workshop can also have a personal Pleiadian Earth Energy chart done by me for 15% discount. And if you've already had a Pleiadian Earth Energy chart for yourself, you can have a 15% discount on a shadow cycle update. So I want to make this a continuing, ongoing, living, personal value for anybody who comes to the workshop.
Good. And share it with your friends too. Share it with your friends. I mean, you can share it with your family, share it with a group of people that, that you're working with. Because again, you know, it's about our relationships. It's about vibing in the higher vibe and emitting a frequency that is of love and unity and compassion and heroicness. You know, we have to be that warrior and being able to have the tools in order to so that you can be your future self now. This is perfect. It's perfect for this time period. Did you choose those dates in March for a reason?
I did. I absolutely chose them energetically because I wanted them to bring a specific energy into the workshop. March the 25th, the energy is being again, which is the earth energy, beginning again and being again who you are on earth. And the universal energy is five, which is all about change. So helping people step into a new aspect of who they are through deep understanding with the support of the universe to change anything that isn't working. And then the next day will be six, which is the energy of flow and breathing to help us deal with the duality and to help us figure out how to breathe in and out and move through with flow through the transition we're going through. And then the final day is on seven, listening. Seven is the merging between the worlds. And it's also going to be the merging of your old self with your new self, how to make the transition. And the earth energy is listening, how to listen to your heart, how to listen to each other, how to listen to the universe.
So good. So good. I'm going to send this out to my newsletter list as well, because I think that's going to be really beneficial for people as well in my community. So, Pia, where else can people find you right now if they want to look at your website, information there?
Just my website is piaorlene.com. It's P-I-A-O-R-L-E-A-N-E.com. And there is a section on workshops there where you can find this workshop that I'm doing. It'll have all the books that I've written and all the books that Cullen and I have written together. And our work with the Pleiadians can be found on LARKMA, LARKMAA.com. And they are the ones who inspired this whole system. They are the ones who have taken us to the point where we can help humanity to evolve. They are the ones who are the seed point of all of this change from our perspective. So either of those workshops, those websites will have information for your listeners, watchers.
Good. Well, thank you, everyone. Thank you, beloved audience, for listening and tuning in. Thank you, Pia and Cullen. We're going to see you again at the beginning of March. And Godspeed. All right. Thank you, everybody. Take good care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.